Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Downing and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Jefferson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Money reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money juggles the ball. That's an error on Money. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball four. Melton moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent moves to second. Tom Houseman now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter scoops up the ball and tags Dent for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lescano moves to third. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lescano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Darwin. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton bunts towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Sheldon covering, for the out. Henderson moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May is walked intentionally. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Bill Stein. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to home to get Henderson. Johnson moves to third. May moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jorge Orton now playing second base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Hank Aaron pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Rich Gossage now pitching. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lescano is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheldon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Darwin is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bevacqua pinch runs for Hank Aaron. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Bevacqua moves to second. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Bevacqua moves to third. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.